they come from very different socioeconomic groups. That's an understatement. Ken Rowe was never traumatized in the sense he was never physically or psychologically abused by the regime. He was a well-educated and successful professional pilot in the Air Force. So his credibility, his ability to tell a straight narrative story is much different than Shin Dong-hyuk. And I think it's fair to explain Shin Dong-hyuk's story and the changes in his story as much more predictable. In Shin's case, he came from the absolute bottom of the barrel in North Korea. He was born in a political labor camp, and he was tortured in North Korea more severely than any other person who's come to South Korea, any other known person who's come to South Korea. Those two circumstances, the trauma that this kind of upbringing induces, psychologists makes it say that it's almost impossible for such a traumatized person to tell a simple linear story, and that their stories are almost always convoluted. Shin has changed some major events in his life, the dates and locations of major events in his life, but the fundamentals of his story are actually slightly worse than what he had been saying for 10 years. He's now disclosed that he was tortured more severely than he was willing to say because he was ashamed of the way he reacted to that torture. Guards tore out the fingernails on each finger of both of his hands. And there's also now stronger, much stronger corroborating evidence of the major events of his life. The government records and Shin's own father in a videotape make it pretty clear that Shin was born in Camp 14 and spent the first few years of his life there. And the government records also show that his mother and brother were executed publicly in front of a big crowd in a political concentration camp. So while the details have shifted, the fundamentals really haven't.